Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally, and the inspirational self-help book Awaken from Life. Randy.
Thank you for tuning in today to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine. Today, the topic we're going to be talking about is tarot reading. And tarot card reading is often thought of as being a form of fortune telling, which is something that does not have a very good connotation attached to it. And that is a misconception. It's much more than that. Tarot covers every aspect of life. It's a look into the present, the past, the future. And though tarot can foresee that future, its true purpose is to help us understand the forces that are in place for us now. With that knowledge, we have the free will to create the future we want. Today's guest is Stephen Dillard Carroll, who calls himself the Traveling Tarot. He has been a student of tarot for 5 years. Stephen believes that we all have the answers within ourselves. He does tarot reading not to just predict an outcome, though he's very good at that, but to listen, help, and guide others along the way, to be a guide that helps others find the answers for themselves, thereby helping them live the best possible life. And it doesn't look like my guest has called in. So we're waiting, and I do have 5 callers that are waiting to get readings from Stephen. So I don't know why he hasn't called in. Okay. This is not good. I'm sorry, guys. Just hope he calls in a minute. Stephen, are you there? Well, my whole show is based around Stephen, so I'm just hoping Stephen calls in because people are waiting to get their free readings. And what I'm going to do if he doesn't call in is I'm going to take your names, and I will have him call you directly and give you those readings. So don't feel like you've wasted your time. Doesn't look like he's calling in. Well, I don't know really what to talk about today because I don't have a lot of information on tarot readings. As a matter of fact, I really didn't think that you could do tarot readings over the phone or online or, you know, any of those things. So it's just amazing to me. Stephen contacted me and asked me if he could be on the show, and so maybe we just got our dates messed up, and I don't know why he's not calling in. But, Well, I can tell you about the weather here in Fort Lauderdale while we're waiting. I don't know if you've heard about the brush fire that's going on in the Everglades, and the Everglades is right in my backyard, so pretty much in my backyard. I mean, I'm talking about a mile away, but there is a road in between, so it never kind of crosses over into this area. But there's been 20,000 acres of Everglades that have burned, and by this morning it's still burning, so we're waiting to see if we can get some rain. We got some rain yesterday, and we're still waiting. Okay, it doesn't look as if Stephen is calling in, so I'm going to talk to each of my callers individually, get your information, and have Stephen contact you directly. So I have no show to do without him, so we're going to just hang on, and I'm going to contact each one of you, okay? Is this Rose?
Hi, Randy.
Hi. I'm very frustrated that we haven't had our caller call in. I have your number up here. The number that you called in, is that the correct number for him to call you?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I don't want to say it on air because I don't want to give that out. But I am going to have Stephen call you and give you the reading, okay?
Thank you so much.
I'm going to try to get in touch with him. Okay.
You want me to hang on?
It doesn't look like he's calling in, so don't hang on. But we will call you, okay?
All right. Thank you, Randy.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Latasha? Is this Latasha? Latasha? Are you there? Latasha?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh,
yes.
Okay,
Latasha.
I'm sorry.
Okay. My phone is on mute.
Okay, that's fine. It doesn't look like our guest is calling in today, but I'm going to have him call you directly and give you that reading. Let's see. The phone number that you called in on, is that the correct number for him to call you back on? We're on air, so
that
I don't
is.
Want to say it.
Yeah,
it
that is?
Is
the number. That is correct, yes.
Okay. Okay, very good. So you can hang up now, and one of us will be calling you back. Okay. Thank you. I'm so sorry this happened. Okay.
Oh, that's okay. Thank you. Okay. Bye bye.
Okay. Okay. Bye bye. Okay, Patricia.
Yes. Hi,
Patricia. Okay. Hi. All right. The number that you called in on, is that the correct number for
yes.
him to call you back on?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to be contacting Stephen, and I will have him call you and give you that reading. So you can hang up now, and we'll get that to you. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Trish.
Hi.
The number is he calling in now? Wait a minute. Oh, my gosh. Hold on. He's late. Okay, he finally called in.
Okay.
Steven.
I'll just hang on.
Okay. Steven.
Hello. Yes.
Hi.
Well,
welcome to the show. We've had five guests that were waiting to talk to you, and I have taken the numbers down from three of them. And told them that you will call them and give them readings. Is that right?
Absolutely. I sure will. I've been trying to call in, and it's been telling me that the guest that the room is full or something like that.
You're kidding me.
I promise you. I promise
you. Oh, gosh.
I've been calling in since noon and just calling, and it keeps on kicking me out.
I am so sorry about that. My gosh. Oh, that shouldn't be happening. You know, sometimes Blog Talk Radio is not the easiest thing to work with, so I am so sorry. And okay. All right. Well, I've already introduced you, and we actually have right now we have a guest on the line named Trish, and she would like to get a reading from you. So, Trish, this is Stephen.
Hey, Stephen, how you doing? I've lived what you've been through. I know Blog Talk, sometimes it only allows so many callers in the queue.
Okay. And let me just apologize to the callers that have called in and have been released by Brandy. If you call me later, I will most certainly give you a free reading. I apologize.
Okay.
So anyway,
all right.
Let's move on
because we have it's 20. Well, we have about 40 minutes. excuse me, left. So right now we have three callers waiting for you. Okay, so let's start with Trish.
Okay,
hi,
so
Trish,
I don't know
doing?
If you want a question or you do a general, but I was looking for some insight around career or a real estate issue.
Okay. All right, well, let's take a look. Are you looking for a career in real estate? Is that what you're looking at? Or
no.
Are they two separate issues?
Two separate issues.
Okay. All right. Well, let's start with your career. Hang on here. Let me see. Are you currently employed?
Yes.
Okay. What I'm getting is that it might serve you well, and take this for what it is, but it might serve you well to find a career that is close to home, that speaks to you, that you're passionate about. I always say to people, always find your passion, and the money will come. But for some reason, I'm getting that that your true passion lies in your home, whether it be like a Martha Stewart kind of a thing, or whether it be gardening, or whether it be it's very homebound. I'm just getting a lot of home there. And I don't know what you do for a career right now, but you would be well suited to perhaps focus in on something that you perhaps do around the house that you really, really enjoy doing that you could perhaps turn into a career. Does that make any kind of sense to you?
Sort of. I mean, I have a career in software, but I do work from home.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right, well, then that's where are you currently happy in your current situation, or are you wanting to move?
I'm looking to change.
Okay. All right.
Now, Stephen, if this is going to take a while, can you give her maybe an email address that she can give you a phone number to call her back on?
Sure.
Okay. What is your email address?
You can reach me at traveler@travelingtarot.com.
Okay.
Traveling Tarot, T-A-R-O-T.
Yes, traveler@travelingtarot.com.
Okay,
and
this is Trish. So now we have three callers waiting to get readings. Is there a lot more that you would like to tell Trish?
Well, just I'd like to speak to you privately, Trish, because there was a lot more in the reading, and we just don't have the time to get into it right now. But it's all positive news for you. So if you would email me, I would certainly be happy to email you back and let you know what the card said to me, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. Bye. Okay, our next caller is Stacy. Stacy, are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, Steve. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? I was just wondering what you... Yeah, could you hear me?
Yes. Did you
have
a general question today?
Yeah, I'm just wondering what you see in regard to, you know, anybody interested in me for relationships or dating. If you can pick up, like, anybody coming in, like, what, astrological or anything.
Okay. Well, let's take a look.
Like, is it someone new or, from the past?
I'm getting that it's a water sign of some sort, whether that be Cancer, Scorpio, and I forget what the other two are.
Oh, yeah.
Pisces, yeah. And I'm also getting that perhaps it's someone, I'm getting that it's probably someone from your past that perhaps you haven't even thought about being someone that you want to rekindle with or look into more deeply, but I am getting that it is someone that you already know. That's definitely true. It's someone that you already know. And
is it coming in for the summertime or after that? That's all.
I'm getting that it's probably going to happen closer to fall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, when things actually pick up and start moving along at a fairly quick pace, you know what I'm saying? You'll meet this person in the summertime, but you'll be like, oh, okay, this is the guy that Stephen was talking about, but things won't start picking up until late summer, early fall.
Oh, okay. I really appreciate you taking the time to answer that for me.
Okay. Well, you be blessed today.
Oh, thank you. You too. And I hope you have a really great summer as well.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Stacy.
Oh,
okay,
thank
now,
you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. We appreciate it. Our next caller called in and had the sense to call back because I took her number. This is Patricia. No, this is Latasha.
Latasha,
right? Okay.
Natasha.
Thank you so much for listening and calling back.
Yes. I wanted to see if he can tell me when you see me meeting someone for a relationship, just like the last lady. Do you see anything coming in for a relationship?
Okay, well, let's take a look. I am seeing someone for you, but this person might turn out to be someone that is too good to be true. I would certainly double check. On this person, I'm getting hold on to your money. I'm getting Do not be caught up in the illusion of what this person is trying to tell you, because it's probably too good to be true. If you're looking for someone, it's probably going to happen, actually, since you're already in spring, it probably is going to happen rather quickly for you, but keep an eye out. Be wary of this person, because this is not the one. This is the one that will teach you a lesson, because everyone comes into our lives to teach us a lesson of some sort. This is not the one, and don't get caught up in the illusion of this being too good to be true, because it probably is. And watch your finances around this person.
Okay. Okay. And you say that's in the summertime, the springtime?
It's coming up rather quickly, actually. We're in the last 10 days of spring. I would say early summer. Definitely. Early summer. Yeah.
And this is definitely a short-term relationship. It's not a long-term.
It's a short-term relationship, but learn everything you can from this person, because, like I said, everyone comes into our lives to teach us lessons. Do not fall for the illusion that this person is trying to buy the bill of goods this person is trying to sell you.
Okay.
All
righty. Okay.
Thanks
thank
for
you.
Calling back in. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much for checking back in, Latasha.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, we have another caller waiting. Let's see. Okay. I'm opening up the mic for area code 847. Who is this, please?
Hi, this is Jill.
Hi, Jill.
My question.
Jill, you have a question for Stephen?
Yeah. Do you see my finances improving?
Do I see your finances improving?
Yes.
All right. Well, let's take a look. That shuffling noise in the background that you might be hearing is actually me shuffling the cards.
Okay.
I shuffle in between each reading, just so I clean the cards and get a clear reading. What I'm getting for you is make sure that an opportunity is going to be coming your way. Make sure you're not putting any money into that opportunity before, like there are various online things that will say, if you send us, you know, $100, we will do this, that, and the other for you, and you can build your business this way. What I would certainly suggest for you is to look for multiple streams of income, and don't put your eggs all in one basket, because if you do, it will turn out to be not necessarily a good thing, and I don't want you to fall for a scam. It's basically what it's coming down to. I do not want you to fall for a scam. I want you to hold on to your money. I want you to create multiple streams of income so that, you know, you might make $20 here from this thing that you're doing and $100 here for this thing you're doing and maybe, you know, $1,000 on this thing that you're doing. But I'm getting multiple streams of income for you. Look around and see how much you can, how you can use your talents in multiple arenas instead of focusing in on just one. And do not, please do not fall for an online scam that is just there to take your money. Instead, focus on multiple streams of income, ways of bringing in money. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Jill. Well. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, we have another caller in the queue here. Let me see. That was Jill. Okay. Let's bring up this caller. Okay, the caller with a 484 area code, are you there?
Hi. Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my call.
What is your name?
Hi.
My name is Tonetta. And this is
okay,
the first
Tonetta.
Time I found the show.
Oh, great, great. Okay. Well,
yes.
Hi,
what is your question for Stephen?
Okay, my question is, I really want to know if this guy Daniel is going to be moving into my home, and if he is, could you give me a time frame of when you see him doing this?
Okay. Well, let's take a look.
Okay.
I am, well, first of all, ultimately it's your decision whether or not you allow Daniel to come into your home. And that's something that you need to really consider the cost of having is this a love interest of yours, or?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I'm seeing within the next 6 months that he will slowly but surely move his way into your home, and by Christmas time he will be fully moved into your home. The only thing that I would say about this relationship, because oftentimes I get more than just what the caller asks, is that there's going to be an adjustment period. And he has his ways of doing things. You have your way of doing things. He squeezes the toothpaste from the bottom, you squeeze it from the middle, whatever it is, there's going to be an adjustment period. And
yeah.
I encourage you to learn how, because learning how to live with someone is hard. You can date someone and send them on their way at the end of the date, but living with someone is a whole another ball of wax. So I encourage you to take time to find compromise on both your sides, you know, because both of you have a learning curve to go through as far as living with someone. And actually, I see it as being a good thing in the long run for you. But I am looking at by Christmas time, he will be completely and fully moved in. Winter time, he'll be fully moved into your place.
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You be blessed today.
Thank you, Tonetta. Thank you for calling. If there's a listener named Rose who called earlier, your number dropped and I didn't get it. So if you would either call in or email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com, that's R-A-N-D-I, we'll get you a reading from Stephen. Okay, let's see. Yeah, so that's the only caller. Let me see. Okay, so there's one more person named Patricia that called in, and we'll need to call her back. But anyway, so, Stephen, hello.
What a way to start the show, huh?
I'm telling you. Well, you've got a lot of interest here today, which is really great. And can you just tell us a little bit, you know, what confused me is I thought tarot reading had to be done face-to-face. I didn't realize it could be done online or on the Internet or whatever. Can you tell us how that works?
Well, it works differently for different people. I can only speak from my experience. What I can say is spirit finds a way to speak through people. Regardless. Spirit finds a way to say, you know, direct this person in this way, direct this person in, you know, that way. And so with that, it's not necessarily necessary to have someone face-to-face with you. It helps in longer readings to have a face-to-face contact, but even with that, I've done hour-long readings over the phone with people. You know how you can talk to someone on the phone and immediately have a connection with that person?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
It's
the same thing. So I connect to that, you know, that ever-present love that the universe provides to all of us. And so that's how I'm able to do, that's how me personally, Stephen, is able to connect to other people over the phone. Other people might have other ways, but that's how I do it.
Okay. Now, so what exactly are you doing with the cards while you're speaking to someone?
I'm flipping over the cards and looking at the imagery of the cards. And when I basically get impressions, sometimes it's a voice that speaks through the cards. And sometimes it's even screaming. It's always coming from my left side. It always comes from my left side. That's the receiving side. And when I look at the cards, I say, okay, what does this card have to do with this person? And I'm clairaudient, and so I hear spirit speaking to me through the cards. So that's how that works for me.
Okay. And how are you selecting the cards? How is that working?
You know, when a person asks me a question, I just shuffle the cards. Some people may say that that's random. I completely disagree with that. If you have a question, I feel like like me and the callers are connecting on a soul level. And so they're basically shuffling the cards with me. It's weird to hear this. It's kind of weird to think of it that way, but it's not really random. It's just me shuffling the cards, and when the cards are in the right position, I just automatically know when to stop shuffling.
Okay.
And
fascinating.
And I flip over the cards. Yeah.
Is there one particular deck of tarot cards, or is it particular to each psychic, or how does that work?
Well, it depends. Today I'm using the gold standard, which is the Rider-Waite deck. It is the deck that all other decks aspire to be. But it just depends upon the deck. I have several decks here that I actually use. It just depends upon what I'm feeling that day, you know, what cards are singing to me that day as far as which deck that I actually use.
Okay, fascinating. You know, we're running out of time. Unfortunately, we got off to a bad start. You know what we're going to do? We're going to have you, I'm going to email you, and we're going to have you back on again. And,
thank you.
Yeah, because, you know, we missed out on so much of the time that you could, you know, be giving to the callers and listeners. So we'll reschedule that. And this time I'm going to have you call in a lot earlier so you show up on the switchboard before everybody. I mean, I had people start to call in 10 minutes prior to the show. So,
Wow.
You know, really, really anxious to speak to you. So it filled up very, very fast. So we'll talk again.
Yeah.
Listeners, if you would just visit my show page, or you can go to randygfine.com, Randy, R-A-N-D-I, and just check up on my radio show page. You can find out who's going to be coming, who's going to be calling, and who my guests are, and then you can call back. So if you missed out on today, please check that page. Well, I want to thank you, Stephen, for calling, and I am so sorry for the glitch. I really am. I just didn't have any idea that that Blog Talk did that, but I guess they might allow maybe five in, and then as each one drops, you know, the next one comes in. So we'll talk more about that. Anyway, okay. Well, thank you so much for being our guest today. It was really wonderful. Thank you for your readings and. And I'll be emailing you with the number of the person who called who just dropped before you got on. So thanks again. So our time is up for today, but if you have any comments about today's show or any other shows, please email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com. Randy is R-A-N-D-I. And stop by my website, randygfine.com, and sign the guest book. I welcome feedback about my shows, so you can leave comments for me there as well. Please stop by to visit me on my Facebook page, Randy G. Fine, and like me. My page is filled with inspirational picture quotes that you can enjoy and share. And if you enjoy listening to my shows, please become a show follower. More followers will get the show the recognition that it deserves. Visit my blog at randygfine.com for even more inspiration and join the list of devoted followers there. All my shows are archived after broadcasting and can be listened to at your convenience on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, or through the show links on my website. Thanks again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is Talk Radio show host and author Randy Fine, signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, Randy G. Fine, RandyGFine.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.
Hard not to hesitate, but we can't wait to be the change. Be the change. Be the change. Be the change. There's a better way.